And we are recording.
Back again.
Back at it with episode number 10.
I didn't think we'd make it this far.
I think we knew we were going to make it this far.
Yeah, I'm just
But fine. We're here with double digits. We're on spring break right now.
Thank God.
When you guys hear this, you know, spring break's going to be coming to an end, so that kind of sucks.
But we're still on spring break.
But we're still on spring break right now, so that's why we're a little bit happier.
I mean, where'd you go for spring break?
Did you go to Virginia?
Oh.
I went to Virginia. Right, yeah, Miami. No, I wish. No. But I just got back. It was pretty good, pretty relaxing.
Right.
But back to the grind.
We parted at the party on the beach,
No. In Virginia, it's not beach weather. hopefully in the summer, though.
Okay.
But how's your vacation been so far?
It's been good. And it's been good because I haven't had to worry about school.
Yeah.
And I'm already used to not having to worry about school.
Yeah.
So then when next week comes around, I'm going to be screwed.
It's going to be brutal. We might drop out before, like Sunday night, we might drop out.
We might have to.
Yeah. I mean, why go back?
Yeah. I urge you guys to drop it. No, I'm just kidding. don't do that.
Don't do that. Don't listen to this kid. No, but I mean, we are in the home stretch, so... Yeah.
I mean, once summer comes around.
Oh, it's going to be so great. Later. Just grinding, hopefully tanning, because I'm white. I'm very white. Very, very white. All right.
Well, we have a spicy podcast today.
It's, you know, a couple negative topics
today. You know what? It's not what I want to be covering, but they're so big that...
That you got
to
cover it.
We have to cover them.
You got to do it. What are we talking about?
You know... Not our friend, but, you know, a returning person to this podcast. Wasn't this episode one we talked about this, or was it episode two?
It was one or two. Yeah.
It was a whole R. Kelly scandal. You know, we know he had a documentary made on him.
Yep.
But there was an interview with him. He actually came out and spoke.
He finally spoke out.
And it was pretty insane.
It was. We're gonna talk about it. Yeah. We got a lot of opinions. Right. We'll talk about that. We're also gonna be talking about Michael Jackson,
and not for the good reasons.
No,
you know,
a new,
you know, Billie Jean.
Yeah.
Ow, you know,
a new documentary came out, talking about him and his relation to kids.
Yep.
And yeah, we're gonna be
you
talking about that.
You could probably imagine what we're gonna go, but yeah.
Exactly.
We'll discuss that later.
But because it's such a depressing podcast, we're gonna start it out with some games.
Why not?
Well, just a game. It's game time. Cue that intro.
It's game time. It's game time. It's game time.
Here we go.
All right, so we're going to be playing Would You Rather.
We're going to boost the mood. You know, we're going to boost the mood so we can just tear you right down.
Yes. So while boosting the mood, I'm going to bring us back down and ask,
oh God,
would you rather know when you're going to die or how you're going to die?
You just had to pick this one.
I know, it's a good one though. It's a good one though.
So what was the question? When or how?
When or how you die. Yep.
Probably when. I mean, because like, what if you, I don't know, that's a tough one because it depends, I guess, how you're going to die. Because like, what if you're going to die in a car accident? Well, I'd be freaking terrified to actually drive on the road.
See, I wouldn't want to know either, but if I had to choose, I would definitely choose when. Yeah. Because like you said, if it's how, you're constantly freaked out and stressing about any time you're in a situation that could be that.
Yeah.
But when, I mean...
It still sucks.
That still sucks because then you're just like counting down the days until you die. But at least then you get to try and...
Trying to prepare, in a sense.
Try and get everything done before you die.
Right.
I guess.
I mean, that's just a morbid one. That really is.
But I mean, if it's like, oh, you're going to die when you're, you know, 97, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yes, but what if
I'm
they
just
say
gonna live my life.
You're going to die at 33.
Yeah. What if they say you're going to die when you're 20 and I'm 20 and then I'm just freaking out for the rest of like, when is it happening? All right. So that was depressing. But both of us is when.
Yeah.
All right. Second one. Would you rather relive the same day for 365 days or lose a year of your life?
That's a tough one. And
for me, it's easy.
In a sense, isn't that the same exact thing?
It depends. See, what I want to know, because I'm assuming you don't get to choose, because if it's a really good day, you'd want to relive that for 365 days. Yeah, I mean it depends how good.
I guess, but I mean, in a sense, you're still losing a year of your life because you're reliving the same day.
But you're not like dying, like you're still reliving it.
Okay, but what, like, we'll say, what if you live till 97?
Mm-hmm.
And oh, sorry, you live till 96 now.
See, yeah, I'm taking a year off regardless, just because I don't think you get to choose whether it's a good day or a bad day.
Right.
So I'd rather just not take the chance and lose
just
a year.
Take it, yeah, just take because, I mean, think about what you can get done in a year. mm-hmm. when it's not the same day.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how much progress can you really make in your life if it's the same day? You can't, because...
Unless you're like Ninja and, you know, you're getting paid $1 million to stream. This is a true story. Paid yeah. $1 million to stream on one day, and he gets yeah. to relive that every day. He gets $1 million every day. Now you got to think about this.
Yeah, but... Oh, okay, so you're trying to tell. But what if you only get $1 million? So like, oh, I get $1 million, but the next day doesn't carry over, so you don't get $2 million.
I mean, you're reliving the same day, so you'd get $1 million
every single day.
I would assume,
but it's not going to amount to $365 million.
I would think it would.
How?
Because you're reliving the same day for 365 days.
You're reliving it. You're not progressively living it.
I need to know who made these so we can find out the details.
I think I would pick just take a year off.
I would also take a year off, especially if we don't get to choose a good day. Like, if we don't get to choose the day, for sure,
I'm picking a terrible day.
Yeah.
Imagine you're stuck in school for 7 hours.
I know, like, exactly. If it's a day where I'm in school, I don't want to relive that for an entire year.
Absolutely not.
All right, so we found the last one here.
All right.
Would you rather win $50,000?
Okay.
Or let your best friend win $500,000?
Oh, shit. Well, this is really putting the friend to the test.
This kid also thinks that we're best friends. No, I'm just kidding. All right. You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
See, because I think I, you know, proved this stupid.
Okay.
Because I would let my best friend win $500,000.
All right.
Assuming that he would give me some.
Assuming, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
But because I put it this way. If... that was you, and you let me win the $500,000, I would split it halfway and just give you $250,000, right. And we both make out with $250,000.
Is this you knowing? Or, like, what if that best friend doesn't know? So, like, say, like, you made this secret deal with the Would You Rather Gods, and you're like, yeah, just let my friend win $500,000. But your friend didn't know that you cut that deal instead of you winning.
I would still give them money. See, if I was just... like, if I didn't know that I was given the option,
yeah.
Like, if a friend wasn't part of this, I'd probably still give you some money. I don't know how much.
Yeah.
But
I mean, yeah.
Problem is, too, it's $500,000 isn't that much nowadays.
It's
like,
really not.
Like, it's a lot, don't get me wrong, but like.
You could buy maybe a house if you're lucky.
You could buy pretty much just a house.
Like, yeah.
That's it. Which is still, you know, great and all, but.
Yeah.
No, I would let my best friend win $500,000.
I think so, yeah.
Sure.
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, you make more money anyways.
Yeah.
In the long run.
All right, last one, because I just saw this. This is a pretty good one.
Okay.
All right, would you rather run at 100 miles per hour or fly at 10 miles per hour?
Oh, man, this is kind of tough.
I know.
I mean, I would love to be able to fly,
yeah.
But, I mean, just the pure fact that you can run 1,000 miles per hour.
Well, it's 100 miles per hour.
Well, it's still 100 miles per hour. That's fast. But, like, how, do you get tired about running?
My thing is, though, is if you're flying at 10 miles per hour, like, 10 miles per hour is slow. You know what I'm saying?
It
like, I feel like I would just get bored.
Yeah.
Like, I'm flying, and I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Right.
So I would run 100
miles
per hour.
I think I would run 100
miles
per hour.
Because, I mean, I could become the fastest runner, win a bunch of awards and money.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you fly 10 miles per hour, what do you get? A news story?
I mean, you'd probably be in the circus. Like, how much money is that going to make?
Unless you've seen The Greatest Showman, then I want to be in the circus. Great movie. All right, that's going to do it for Game Time and Would You Rather.
Let me know what you guys would pick down below.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, and while we're here, before we get into our topics.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even mention this.
Follow us on our socials. I mean,
all
come
of them.
On.
Instagram, Twitter, Matt and JD popping up on screen.
We should be posting there almost every other day.
Yeah, we kind of slacked in this past week just because it was spring break and we've been chilling. Yeah,
exactly.
But we're going to get back on the grind.
Definitely.
Yeah, so keep up with that. Like, subscribe, comment, turn on notifications so you know every time we post a podcast.
Yep.
And hopefully when summer comes around, other videos and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
If you're listening on Spotify, Apple Podcast, check out the YouTube channel because I feel like there's more content there.
There is
it's
more
just
content,
better. You get to see the clips we talk about, any pictures, stuff like that. You get to see the videos that are edited beautifully by JD here.
I try.
I mean, if you're listening in the car, you get to hear the crisp audio that I edited. All right, so let's get into the podcast.
All right, R. Kelly.
What are we talking about first?
R. Kelly.
All right, that's what we're starting with. So as you know, well, give him a little background of
R. Kelly.
What he's been accused of.
For years has been accused of basically having sex with minors, also torturing them in his basement and basically forcing women to stay over his house.
Telling them when they can eat, you know, when they can go to the bathroom. A like bunch just of weird
crazy
stuff.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. he's been not only like mental abuse, but also physical abuse he's been accused of. And this is by over 50 women.
Yeah.
And they basically, there was a documentary made on him, Surviving R. Kelly. That gained a lot of traction. That mm-hmm. really shed a lot of light onto that whole situation. R. Kelly was silent. He was, I think he got, there was an investigation going on into him.
Yep.
And that's still ongoing. But R. Kelly finally broke his silence and came out on an interview.
And that's why he's back in the news, because he finally defended himself. But was he telling the truth? That's what we're going to talk about.
That was a tough one. I mean, we know, we'll basically play this clip from the interview, and this is probably like the worst part of the interview is when he goes crazy,
yeah.
and then we'll discuss it.
Robert, stop it. Y'all quit playing. Quit playing. Robert. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. Y'all, I'm fighting for my life. Y'all killing me with this. I gave y'all 30 years of my career.
Robert.
30 years of my career. Y'all trying to kill me. You're killing me, man! This is not about music! I'm trying to have a relationship with my kids!
All right, so as you saw, he was getting pretty emotional.
Right.
But he was also getting pretty aggressive.
Yes.
You know, like standing up, beating his chest and stuff like that.
For me, someone who's innocent doesn't do that. Because if you're innocent, you'd probably be angry because you're accused of things that you haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
But to act in that manner, especially as, you know, animated as he was, it almost felt like he was kind of like a child.
I mean, the only thing I'll say is, if you're being accused of something you know for a fact you didn't do, I could kind of see you getting so frustrated that you would blow up like that.
Right.
But that was just, I mean, if you look at the entire interview, he just doesn't sound convincing.
I mean, there was one point in the interview, and I'll probably put this clip on screen, but then she asked him something along the lines like, did you ever, so are you saying that these people are lying about you in this documentary? And he's like, absolutely. And he, like, he shakes his head no, but says absolutely. And it's like, dude, which, I don't know. It's
what women, so nobody's allowed to be mad at me and be scorned and lie on me.
So they're lying on you. That's your explanation. They're lying on you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's just stuff like that. It's and just plus, not convincing.
He's like blaming social media for saying that, you know, one girl came up with this idea and started right. telling all of them. So that's how they, you know, they ganged up on him in this documentary.
He's also trying to say that these women are trying to take benefit on this, that like they're creating reality shows and all this other stuff based on him. And to my knowledge, that's just not the case. They've just come forward and try to say, you know, R. Kelly's a bad man.
And the fact that they all tell the same thing, you know, of all of this abuse, you know, both verbal and physical that he did, I mean, you have to believe it. If so many of these women are talking about this, it has to be true.
Especially when he was, I mean, he escaped free off this trial. The jury couldn't pin him to this, but he was also in a trial where he was accused of being in a video with a minor, you know, having sexual interaction with him. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't confirm it was R. Kelly in the video, but he was put on trial. He escaped that.
Yep.
But especially when you have like a dark past like that, almost like you kind of got accused of that. And now all this other stuff is coming out later.
And
it's
now,
not a good look.
And now there's a mother and a father that have come out saying that their daughter is still with R. Kelly. And that they haven't heard from her in over 2 years.
And it's such a strange thing, because I think, I'm pretty sure she's just living with R. Kelly. It's not like R. Kelly has her chained up in the basement, to my knowledge. I mean,
but she hasn't talked to her parents in 2 years. And the problem is, I don't know their interaction. Like, maybe it's like a daughter that, you know,
Just ran away
from home because she, you know, her parents were strict or something like that. I don't know. But the fact that this could still be going on and he could still be getting away with it is pretty scary. You know what I'm saying?
It is scary. And for me, that whole interview was just did him so much worse is because he never truly explained why he's innocent.
Yeah.
He always was just denying it and getting very angry. And it almost seems like he couldn't come to terms with himself. Like, it's like he can't believe he's the monster that these people are making him out to be.
Yeah.
And he's just, I don't know, he just couldn't describe it. He couldn't explain why these women were lying. He couldn't explain why he's not the person he is. He's basically just saying, well, they're lying on me. Well, you know, this is not me. People are doing this for me.
Yeah.
There's one point in the, it is like perfect narcissist behavior. In one point in the interview, he's like, they said nothing good about me in that interview. And I was like, well,
why
I mean,
would they?
Why would they? I mean, this is basically surviving R. Kelly. Why would they say good things about you?
Exactly.
And the thing that got me the best was, he's like, I need help.
Yeah. He played the victim.
Because I have a big heart.
Yeah.
He doesn't need help trying to beat this case and prove his innocence.
He needs help because he has a big
heart. He has a big heart.
Now, what makes me wonder is he defending all of this by saying everything he did was justified because he has a big heart? Like, he thinks all of this is him, you know, treating these women nicely? Is he that messed up in the head that he thinks that's what's going on?
I don't think he's a very smart person.
No. I mean, if you listen to the interview, he just runs around in circles
right.
in that interview.
I don't know, dude. It's a tough one. I honestly think he's guilty. And I don't want to say he's guilty because it's not confirmed.
Plus, we don't have any evidence.
But all the stories that have been, you know, brought forth and just the way he acted in that interview just doesn't scream to me someone who's innocent. It seems like someone who is guilty and is kind of coming to terms like, oh, crap, like my life might be over.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he snapped. It's like...
Plus, I mean, just like you said... You know, he snapped. Like, he was being challenged on what he was saying. This wasn't, he thought he was coming into this interview to clear his name, you know, share his side of the story. And then the interviewer was challenging what he was saying, and that made him flip out. And you see his aggressiveness, and that's what makes it believable that he did all this stuff, because it shows that he's capable of losing his cool.
Especially, that's a good point. And she was very calm. It wasn't like she was yelling at him.
Mm-hmm.
She was very calm interviewing him, and he just snapped.
Plus, a news reporter made a good point that if this is what he's doing in front of the cameras, what is he doing off camera? It could be way worse.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not looking good for R. Kelly, I'll tell you that much.
No, absolutely not.
All right, so should we move on to MJ?
Unfortunately, man, this is a tough one.
See, we were just talking about R. Kelly, and you could say, how could this podcast get any worse and any more? Well, I don't want to say we're doing a bad job, but I mean, I hope not. But no, how could these guys get any worse? How could these news stories get any worse? Well, there's a new documentary about our boy MJ. Again, don't want to call him our boy.
Yeah,
great music. You have to appreciate his music.
It pains me because Michael Jackson, arguably the greatest artist of all time,
the greatest artist, possibly the greatest performer. You know, like,
and he just made hit after hit. After hit, and you know, songs are part of my childhood. It's especially part of people even older than me in their childhood, and it just sucks that it has to be tainted by this disgustingness.
And that's what it is. I mean, even we'll talk about this a little bit more later on, but in an interview he was saying that his inspiration for his songs came from his love of children.
Yeah,
and that just, you know, that just makes his music even more tainted.
Does it sound terrible until you hear everything?
Until you know, So anyways, let's give you some background. So back in, I think it was 2002, there was a documentary where Michael Jackson was interviewed about this scandal with kids.
Martin Bashir.
Yeah, somehow that didn't get a lot of traction. You know, people saw it and just kind of brushed it to the side.
At least to our knowledge. I've never seen this interview before.
Yeah, same. So now there's a new documentary on HBO.
Right.
And it's called
Leaving Neverland.
Leaving Neverland,
which was Neverland is the amusement park Michael Jackson built.
Yes, and so now it's bringing back interviews from that old documentary and stuff like that. And now people are realizing, like, wow, he was messed up.
Yes.
And do us a favor, like, go back and we'll play some clips.
Right.
But go back and watch the old interviews. And
creepy.
We'll show you a clip here, and he's sitting down with a kid next to him.
I believe that's Jordy. Jordy's one of the kids that came forward.
Yes.
It's just so creepy.
And just listen to him. We'll play that clip now.
Sleep on the bed, sleep on the bed. We're like, no. No, you sleep on the bed. And then he finally said, okay, if you love me, you sleep on the bed. I was like, oh, man. And so I finally slept on the bed. But it was fun that night.
I slept on the floor. Was it sleeping bag?
No, he packed the whole mess of blankets on the floor.
What? But Michael, you know, you're a 44-year-old man now. What do you get out of this? What do you get out of this?
He's four.
Yeah, I'm four. I love... I feel... See, I think what they get from me, I get from them. I've said it many times, my greatest inspiration comes from kids. Every song I write, every dance I do, all the poetry I write.
So as you can tell, that's just...
It's so uncomfortable. It's just messed up. Just the way he's sitting there, like the look on his face, he's like...
The thing that disgusts me the most is how happy and okay the kid is.
Right.
And it just shows how brainwashed he is.
Exactly. And
to thinking that this is okay.
It's scary. And there's certain points of that interview where he's like, because the interviewer basically asks, well, you know, Michael, you're 40. Why are you sleeping with children in your bed? Mm-hmm. And this is what we'll get on into later. But the kid basically goes, oh, he's four. He's not 40.
Yeah.
And Michael's like, yeah, four. It's a kind of like an inside joke, but they're making believe that he was four.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of have like a kind of a theory about that. It's like Michael Jackson, ever since he was young, from the very, very beginning, his father was very tough on him, Joe Jackson. He was, right from the beginning, he was in the Jackson 5. Mm-hmm. And obviously Jackson 5 blew up. It was one of the greatest, you know,
with
bands.
Michael as the lead singer.
Right. Yeah. And then ever since that, he never really had a childhood in a sense, because it was all business since he was a little kid all the way up. So I feel like somehow, because Joe Jackson has been reportedly super hard on his kids. Like, he was really strict with them. Obviously, that's probably why how great they are. But in the same way, I think it messed them up a little. And Michael kind of, I don't know, maybe he's kind of relapsing and saying, you know, I kind of want to be a kid.
Now he's trying to relive that childhood that he didn't have. But, no, that's a good point.
Yeah, it's strange. It's
it doesn't make it okay. No, that's a really good point. Yeah. And I mean, so basically what happened is he had this amusement park. And was it kids that would go to the amusement park?
I don't know 100% because I didn't actually see the documentary, but there is an article, which was 10 Undisputable Facts about the Leaving Neverland documentary.
And definitely check it out. It's on vanityfair.com.
Right. And I believe Neverland was a place where, obviously it's a music park, but I believe kids could stay there. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's like a part of a package, or I don't know how he met these kids.
Yeah.
But I know these kids would stay with Michael at his special mansion.
Yeah, and the creepy part about this original interview from 2002 is the interviewer asked if his parents were okay with it, and the kid was like, yeah, they were happy because I was happy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I asked myself, why are the parents okay with this? And then come to find out from this article about the 10 Undisputed Facts is Michael Jackson bribed these parents by buying them, you know, it said one person, you know, he bought them a car, another a diamond bracelet.
I believe a house as well.
A house, yeah. He would bribe them to keep them quiet.
So you could not only quiet, but also to just let them have their kid, which is kind of sick. And
yeah,
I don't even comprehend it. I don't care who you are, how famous you are, how could you let your kid, especially most of these kids were 13 and younger, sleep with a 40-year-old man. I don't care who you are. Sleep with a 40-year-old man for more than 30 days, because that's part of one of the facts. Jordy slept with Michael Jackson for 30 straight days.
Yeah,
that is absolutely terrifying. How is a parent?
How do
you
do that? Yeah, it makes no sense.
My
it's
mom wouldn't
disturbing.
Even let me go outside sometimes.
Yeah,
never mind sleep with a 40-year-old man.
I mean, it's like, you know, our parents wouldn't even let you have like a sleepover more than like one night in a row.
Exactly.
You ever have that?
Yeah,
if you slept out one night, the second night, you know, they really didn't want you to sleep out 2 nights in a row, and that was just with another friend.
Right.
This is with a 40-year-old. 30 days in a row.
Like, I get it. It's Michael Jackson. He's a superstar. He was one of the, he was literally like probably the biggest person in the world.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, that's way out of line.
And to add on that fact, it says right here that it was at Jordy, the boy's house, and his mother was there, which, okay, you think that's a little bit better because the mom's there. But the mom's there, and she's letting Michael Jackson, a 40-year-old, sleep in this kid's room.
Right.
What?
I don't get it. I don't. Obviously, he's buying, you know, kind of bribing her in a sense because she's buying her all this
Plus,
stuff.
Plus, there has to be this the sort of hype where it's like, oh, Michael Jackson wants to sleep over my house. Yeah. You know, like he's huge. He's a star.
Right.
And he wants to sleep over my house with my son. So if she's like brainwashed into thinking this is cool or something, it's so messed up.
Her house is where the 30 days happen. But it's also reported that he also slept at the father's house with Jordy.
Yeah, because the parents were divorced.
So, but like both parents, it wasn't even just one. Yeah. That's what's sick and twisted. I don't understand as a parent. How do you even allow that? That's mental.
This article also mentions nicknames that he gave the kids. For a lot of them, he nicknamed them Rubba, R-U-B-B-A.
Rubba. Why Rubba?
He called another one Little One and another one Applehead. Just creepy nicknames for a 40-year-old to be giving these kids. And it's just, it's terrible. It's terrible, yeah.
It's gross.
What about
the thing with so basically leading up to Michael Jackson's bedroom, he had
in the hallway
he kind of like had a security kind of wire system, so like if you stepped on the tiles they would make ding sounds,
like a loud almost like alarm, so Jackson would know if anyone was coming,
right? So he could like,
which that's a red flag. I mean, you know,
let's just try to take out the whole thing where he's, you know, having sexual intercourse with younger people.
Mm-hmm.
Just to have that in your house, something's got to be going on.
I know, that's creepy. Why, like, no one has that.
No one
people
has
People have
that.
Security systems like motion detectors and stuff like that, but none that, you know...
From audio cues to know that people are coming. Something has to be up.
That's super strange. It's proven here that he had collections of erotic pictures and stuff like that. Yeah. He was into some really messed up stuff. And he had that in his bedroom, and it's so messed up. It's crazy. It's not looking good for MJ and
especially
his legacy.
The fact with his wife, right? Wasn't his spouse. I believe both came out and said that they never had intercourse with Michael Jackson.
And one of them has two kids with Michael Jackson, so I don't know how that went about, but they said that they never had sex.
And that is confusing, but it also doesn't look very good for Jackson because it's almost like, well, maybe he wasn't into girls, which is not a problem, but it's
a problem that he was into younger boys.
Kids. Exactly.
Yeah.
And that is, I don't know, there's just a lot of things leading to the fact that he did this.
Yeah, and it also came out that no women spent the night with Michael Jackson at this Neverland house. It was just boys, which is just creepy.
Also going back to that original 2002 interview with Martin Bashir, he was talking about there's no other feeling with sharing a bed with someone.
Yeah, he said it's almost like a magical experience.
Right, but then he contradicts himself and says, you know, I sleep on the floor, but he can sleep in my bed.
Yeah.
So it's like...
He starts it out by saying it's so magical that they're sharing the bed, and it's like a red flag. You're like, whoa, they're sleeping in the same bed. And then he backtracks, and he's like, so I gave him my bed, and I slept on the floor. And it's like, that's not what sharing a... You know?
Yeah, that's not
what
sharing a bed.
What are you saying, buddy? At first you said that, you know, you were sleeping with these kids, and now...
Yeah.
It's just... It's terrible.
The craziest thing about this, too, is people are legitimately defending him. I get he's dead, and I get we still don't have complete concrete evidence other than the testimonies of the children, and obviously these suspicious cues that point toward that. So there's not hardcore evidence he's dead, he can't defend himself.
Yeah.
But there's people that just deny the weirdness. Like, they are so in love with Michael Jackson's music career and everything, they just refuse to believe that these things exist.
And the creepiest part is how he said that all these songs are inspired by the love and innocence children have. And if you didn't know about all of this information, you'd be like, okay, little different, but okay, I see where you're coming from. But now that you know all this about Michael Jackson, I can't listen to his songs without thinking about this, and it's just weird. It's just totally weird. And like you said before, his music is just tainted now. His legacy is totally tainted.
Okay, think about this. Billie Jean, the song.
Yeah.
Billie Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl that thinks I am the one, but the kid is not my son. Is he talking about his wife? When did he make that song?
I don't know. Let me look this up.
Dude, like, think about that. Like, what if this song was about his wife and that the kid was legitimately not his son?
We're pulling pulling out a bunch of conspiracy theories here. Right? 1982 is when Billie Jean was released.
When was he married? We're on to something, folks. We might have the next big piece in the Jackson case right here.
We're going to make our own documentary.
Did it say? No?
I'm going to have to.
All right. I mean, Billie Jean's a absolutely phenomenal song, but...
Problem is all his songs are phenomenal songs. Now they're all...
tainted with this disgustingness. Oh, Michael. Michael. It also said he had some kind of skin disease. That's why he obviously, Michael Jackson was light skin.
Yeah.
But then he obviously turned white. They blamed it on a disease. I don't believe that.
So he got married twice.
Yes.
Lisa Marie Presley.
That's definitely Elvis.
Which was Elvis's daughter.
And who else?
They got married in 1994.
Okay, so then the other one didn't happen until after that then.
Yeah.
So maybe Billie Jean's not part of that then.
All right, myth busted.
Myth busted, folks. Myth busted, sorry.
We're sorry.
Maybe he saw into the future. I don't know. Still creepy nonetheless.
Anyways, that's just creepy.
You know,
it's just messed up.
We talked about this at the beginning, one of our beginning episodes in this podcast, and it's separating the music with the artist. The crime too, yeah. With the music. It's again, we'll bring this up. People are probably gonna say, "Well, cancel Michael Jackson. You know, don't listen to Michael Jackson music. Are you crazy?" And I get it because his family and whatever still gets the revenue streams and he still makes money off of his art. But at the same time, that music. Is a masterpiece, right?
It is, yeah.
We talked about it. The people that get, you know, the people that put in the work into that masterpiece, not only Michael Jackson for the most part, there's other producers, there's songwriters, there's other people that go into that, and that song is a masterpiece regardless of what he did.
Yeah.
The problem is now it's kind of weird to go back and listen to it because you're kind of like, well, this is kind of creepy, you know?
I don't know. I feel like if you're a diehard Michael Jackson fan, you're just going to try and sweep this under the rug and just, you know, continue to love his legacy. Me, like, obviously I love his music, but I also love, you know, justice.
Right.
So,
right.
I don't really support his music anymore. Granted, catchy songs, they're great songs, but just think about what they might be about, you know, like... Yeah, it's creepy.
It just makes you shiver, bro.
I mean, he has a song called "Pretty Young Thing." Like, I don't know. Grant, yeah. I'd have to like look at the lyrics and stuff.
Yeah,
I can't think of them all off the top of my head. But it's just, it's creepy. It's very creepy.
It is creepy.
Now that all this stuff is coming out, and what concerns me is like this interview in 2002 didn't raise as many red flags as I thought.
Well, there's always jokes when I grew up about Michael Jackson, you know, touching little boys.
Yeah,
that was always like the joke going around.
Yeah,
but. I don't know. People just didn't take it as seriously, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean.
Hopefully now they do. I'm definitely going to watch the full, I guess it's a two-part documentary on HBO. Right. I'm definitely going to watch the full thing and get all the information, but this is just, it's messed up. And there's more facts that we didn't talk about that definitely check out this article on Vanity Fair and just read them all, and it's creepy. What makes you think?
What do you think about the fact that people are saying it's not fair because he can't defend himself? He's not alive to defend himself.
I mean, look back at this interview. Even when he did try and defend himself, he just made it worse, in my opinion. So I feel like it would just be the same thing.
And in a sense, I get it. Because, again, people are trying to say, like, well, if he's not alive, he can't defend himself. So basically, we just have to take these kids' words. And how do we know that they're not trying to, you know, use Michael Jackson's name for fame?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, the facts that we have, I mean, there's a fact there. About, you know, one of the kids describing Michael Jackson's genitalia. Like, he literally drew it out, put it in an envelope, and then later on when he died, they photographed it, and it matched it almost perfectly.
Well, I don't know if it was after he died, but, or something.
Or, that'd be kind of weird if he was alive.
I mean, I know.
You know,
a trial, they might have to. Right. I don't know. They might have gotten a warrant for it. I have no idea, but yeah.
It's just there's too many coincidences for this to be false. Yeah. And if he did die, and I get he's not alive to defend himself, but if the proper evidence is there, not just the facts, but if they can actually find some proper evidence, obviously you can't do anything. Like, what are they going to do to hurt Michael Jackson? He's dead.
Plus, it's a big deal now because two of the fathers of the children
Good point.
Committed suicide because of this.
Right.
And I mean, that's a big deal. You know, you have to dive deep and find out what actually happened and caused them to do this. And because now it's fatal, you know, two lives were lost because of this possible, you know, abuse.
I mean, what's the coincidences of that? I mean, two of the fathers of the kids sleeping over. I mean, as a father, you're probably going to be super depressed, especially after you learn. Probably.
And especially because, you know, some of them are bribed. Like, it could be depression because they took the bribe, you know, and let this happen.
They sold their kid, basically. Exactly. That's what they did.
No, that's literally what it was. It's bad. It's messed up.
It is bad. It sucks.
Yeah. All right, so we're at 37. So do you want to talk about Connor?
Might as well. All right. Let's make it to, like, that 40, 50
like the
45. Range.
Like, yeah. A solid 45 mark.
Yeah.
All right, so that's Michael Jackson. We're not going to talk about that anymore.
That's
it's disturbing.
Let us know what you think down below.
Yeah, we definitely want to hear your opinions. Let us know if you've seen the documentary. Let us know if we should watch it.
Right.
And definitely check out that article on Vanity Fair.
For sure.
But all right, so we're moving on. We're both big fans of Conor McGregor.
Love Conor McGregor. And, I love everything about him.
He was in the news this week. Why is that?
He was, because he got arrested in Miami. Yep. And, you know, everyone's probably like, oh, Conor McGregor, the haters. Mm-hmm. Oh, Conor McGregor, you know, arrested again. What a hooligan, whatever. This time, I get it. The first time he was arrested, he threw a bunch of stuff at...
He flew across the world and attacked people.
Yeah, he tried to attack Khabib. He threw things at the bus. It injured fighters. I understand he got arrested. Yeah, okay.
That makes sense.
Okay. But this time, he got arrested because near his home, he was a quote-unquote fan... wanted a picture with Conor McGregor. Now, Conor McGregor in the past has been documented. Like, there's thousands of fans, photos, videos of Conor McGregor, you know, shouting, smiling, talking to fans.
Good. He's so good with the fans.
He's so good with fans. So, apparently, Conor McGregor gets arrested because he smashed a fan's phone. He took it from him and smashed it on the ground.
Did you see the charges? Like, I read the charges first before I knew anything about this, and it was like he got charged with thievery and... I don't know, some sort of assault.
Robbery.
Yeah.
And then assault.
Some sort of assault. And then I read the article and it was like, he stole someone's phone and smashed it on the ground.
Right.
And I was like, come on.
Yeah.
Like,
so
that's a little excessive.
The story that I saw was that this fan was harassing him. Obviously, for Conor to do that, he's obviously great with fans. There's plenty of cases where he's good with fans.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that just this fan he decides to smash. Exactly. The fan was obviously harassing him, so he probably took the phone, smashed it. Should he have done that? Probably not. But this weasel, after harassing him, went to go file a police report. Yep. And that's why he got arrested.
And I mean, he probably plotted this whole thing. He knew that Conor would do this after he harassed him, and then he, you know, got to charge him.
Right. I mean, Conor McGregor has enough money just to bail himself out. It was like $1,000 bond.
Plus, there was a clip of him right after getting out of jail. He like went for a run.
I mean, that's what I love about him, because he doesn't let that stupidness affect him. He's just back to the grind, you know?
The thing is, though, is we're seeing more and more of fans getting too aggressive and harassing players because they think it's okay. Yes. And there's a story came out of Russell Westbrook, the basketball player for the Thunder. There was a fan that harassed him verbally from the stands after a game a couple weeks ago. And it's just, we're seeing this more and more. There was a story about Adam Jones. You know, I'm a Red Sox fan, but there was a story that came out that said Red Sox fans were chirping Adam Jones about his race. And, you know, that's not okay. Fenway actually, I'm pretty sure, banned those fans for life.
For me, if you do that to anyone that you follow, or a quote unquote, if you're a fan of, you're not a fan. If you're saying stuff like that, especially even if it's racist, especially because this happens in football a lot, you're not a fan. You're just a prick. That's
and they were saying this to an opponent, but that doesn't make it okay.
No, of course not.
See, I'm all for like chirping. I like that. You know, it's a part of the game.
Of course.
But chirp like, I don't know, like his skill. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Say his team sucks.
You bring race
into this, or anything like that along those lines, that's totally messed up. And I feel like that's, you know, it's totally justified that Conor slammed this phone because he was getting harassed.
Right.
You know, you're asking for it.
Yes.
Granted, maybe he shouldn't have done it. Maybe he shouldn't have slammed the phone on the ground. But
sometimes in the heat of the moment, stuff with your family. I know he brought his whole family down. I don't know what the exact incident was. I don't know what he's saying, but I know he's getting harassed.
And the problem is he's a fighter. He's known for being aggressive.
Yeah.
So he's automatically thrown under the bus. and it's his fault. He was provoked.
And this is also not a guy who, you know, grew up in a suburbs and, you know, is like nice and calm. Connor grew up in Dublin.
Exactly.
He's fitting pipes. He's a normal dude.
Homeless
right.
for a stretch
right.
of time.
It's not like this dude is trained. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he's not your average person who's going to take your crap. If you're going to give him crap, he's going to give you crap back.
Exactly. And this guy knew this and he took advantage of it and he pressed charges against Connor. And it was just messed up.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's a savage. He's on his family. That's the goals right there. I want to be so rich that I can take my whole family to vacation to wherever I go. And it's just awesome. Like, I
and then slam someone's phone and pay for bail right off the bat. No problem.
Clean.
All right. So that was our story about Connor. Hopefully he stays out of the news for a little bit.
I want to see him fight already.
We need his suspension to end. Hopefully he doesn't get suspended. Has there been any talk about him getting suspended for this?
No.
Okay. Thank God.
Yeah.
Hopefully his suspension ends. He gets back and gets some dubs. Cause it's been what? It's been a couple months since he's fought. Since the summer, I think. Right.
Right.
Yeah,
so I believe the summer coming up is when he's going to be able to fight. So
all right, well, stay tuned because we'll probably do like a live stream or something when he's finally back.
Yeah.
All right, but that's going to do it for us today.
Yes, sir.
Episode 10 in the books. It was kind of a depressing one, you know.
Right.
A couple negative topics.
But you know what? I think it needs to be talked about.
Oh, definitely.
Because you know, I don't want. It's good to talk about because other scenarios could be happening in the world and. We need to shed light on people that are famous that are committing these crimes.
Plus, my thing is you know, sometimes I don't hear about this stuff because, you know, maybe I don't watch a certain news station. And it's stuff like this that kind of gets limited to just certain channels and certain. And nowadays, like, every outlet should talk about this so that we know about this, you know, whether it's social media or podcast. Because if you're, like, an avid podcast listener, hopefully you listen to this and you learn something. Because stuff like this, I wouldn't have heard from other, you know, outlets just don't watch them.
That's a great point. And I don't like to get political or anything, but we see what Fox News and CNN, they might cover this Michael Jackson, R. Kelly stuff a little bit, but they focus heavily on, you know, Trump, the politics, all that stuff. And it just kind of seems like, you're right. They should be covering stories like this because this is major, major news.
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, I hope you learned something. I hope you felt something. You had an opinion about it. If so, let us know. We definitely want to hear you in the comments. Or if you're listening on the podcast, I know on the podcast apps you can't really comment, but send us a DM, you know, Matt and JD on Twitter and Instagram. We definitely want to hear from you guys.
Yes, sir.
So that's going to do it for today. We will see you guys next week with another episode because we are back every week.
Sir.
And like, comment, subscribe, and we will catch you in the next one.
Peace.
Later.